What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 440th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. I am your host, SBJ. With me is Greg.
Oh, I'm living the life, friends. Our Palo cubes came in. Finally, my spine is in alignment.
Wait, you like them?
Yeah. Well, so it's been one night, but I will say this, since I can only sleep on my slide, this is the first time I woke up and my shoulder wasn't in pain.
Interesting. Will here, bed expert Will.
Wait, what? I know very little about beds. I took
duvet
all my
expert
bed advice from you and started until you started telling me to get stuff from Home Goods and like literally alter the pillow. I'm not going to buy a pillow to stuff more or de-stuff. I want my pillow completely made on delivery.
Yeah, get that pillow cube.
But what I'm really here to say is, if you have not, on the time that you are hearing this recording, purchased your Pokemon-themed gift for your Boo and or Bay, just get a card, draw a Pikachu in it, and say, I'll get you next year, okay? I'll get you next year. And you can even spell it like G-E-T-C-H-U, because that's like kind of a pun.
Get
there
you
go.
Oh, I got
I don't
you
think
next
I,
year.
I don't think I'm getting any Pikachu or Pokemon-themed anything for Christmas this year.
Greg, you bought yourself Pokemon-themed. You left no room for anyone to buy you Pokemon-themed. All the quality Pokemon merchandise.
So, nothing.
You got that fat Pikachu ornament.
That, okay, original Pikachu. Those Pokemon ornaments were the ones that I bought in 1999 at Target.
Look,
when it was the
time
big
travelers
fan.
Need to buy Christmas presents as well. All right?
I mean, the bigger question, since I don't think my nieces and nephews will want them, is upon my death, who am I going to will them to?
The International Pokemon Archive.
Oh, yeah. I'll send it to the museum.
There you go.
Ornaments are a real scam. They're like $20.
What? Not when you buy them after Christmas.
I feel like the stores have gotten really good at overstocking ornaments.
Let's get actually more accurate with your statement. Christmas is a real scam.
Hey.
It's a lot of money for 2 weeks worth of I don't know what because I get nothing out of it.
You mean like
it's
2 months?
Wonderful time of the year. It's oof. In song.
It's the most. Yesterday, I was riding my bike. I sped out on some ice and hit my head on the pavement. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Correct.
Oh, I was outside yesterday too.
Mm. We got a show. We got a Pokemon show for you guys today.
I said Pikachu.
I said draw a Pikachu in that card.
Yeah, we started.
Oh, before we begin, hopefully everything is fixed from the Spotify issue that happened. I think people don't understand how podcasting works.
I don't, and I do it.
Let's just talk about that real quick, because the one thing that I am very, very proud of is making sure the show is out every single Monday morning. It gets published at 6 a.m. Central Time, which is 4 a.m. Pacific, 7 a.m. Eastern, noon, somewhere in Europe, is every Monday. Hasn't missed it in over a year. Very consistent. Very proud of that. You know, if I was to walk out and get hit by a truck tomorrow, I would reach for my phone. I would call my wife. I would tell her I would love her. And then I would proceed to call Will. And I would say, make sure the show gets up at 6 a.m. on Monday. And then I would die. That's what would ideally happen if I was to get hit by a truck tomorrow. That being said, for those that don't understand how podcasts work, podcasters do not submit their podcasts to Spotify or to iTunes or to Google Podcasts or to Stitcher. So when we finish the show on Sunday, I edit it and then I upload it to only one place, and that is my podcast provider. And we use a podcast provider called Simplecast. Cost me like $30 a month to run it. And then it turns the podcast into an RSS feed, which most people, you're either of two kinds. You're old enough to understand and know what RSS feeds are, or you're young enough to never have heard of RSS feeds because Google kind of killed them like 10 years ago or like 5 years ago when they shut down Google Reader. So I just upload the podcast to one place, Simplecast, and then iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, every other podcast network. We're on 200 different services. They all automatically update. That is it. When I get a million tweets on Monday, last Monday, that I forgot to upload it to Spotify. No. I did not forget to upload it to Spotify. I uploaded it to the one place. 199 other different services updated. So now you know. And they didn't update theirs. And I had to go through 3 support tickets to be like, hey, why didn't Spotify update my podcast? To the response of, we don't know, but we fixed it now. Okay, thanks, Spotify. I appreciate that. Thanks for taking 48 hours to fix it. So, if you are listening to this on your favorite podcast network, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Pandora, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Podler, whatever, and for some reason the next week you don't get an episode, we do have a website. I know we don't really talk about it, PokemonPodcast.com. The SEO is incredible on that. PokemonPodcast.com. You can go there directly to check where the episode is. And it will be there. The episode's always on the website as well. And it will tell you other services. But that was the first time in like a year Spotify just didn't magically update. So now I'm curious if it will update this week. But yeah, no podcaster uploads directly to Spotify. Nah. You upload to a podcast service and then everything gets sucked up.
Well, it gets syndicated by really simple syndication.
Syndicated is a real good word. Yeah, syndication. I guess I kind of lied. I do have to manually upload it to YouTube, but that's because YouTube is not a podcast service.
Oh, so the cracks in the story begin.
Yeah. I have to make an image for it because otherwise it would be just a black screen.
None of those images are you with your mouth hanging open, and I'm pretty sure that's the number one.
Yeah, that's...
Greg, be careful what you ask for, because one week it might be you with your mouth hanging open.
Okay, there.
You are also on this program, sir.
I'm just saying that Brent's iPad hates me, and the picture that, because you know how you come swipe over and it's just like, hey, look at this picture. The one that always shows up on his iPad is me making the stupidest face. And I keep saying, why do you still have that picture? He's like, it's just, the iPad likes it. Just brings it up.
You know, it's funny because like that feature of the iPad is very similar also to like Facebook memories, I think, where it's like, this is what you were doing 10 years. Literally, whenever something comes up in Facebook memories, I'm like, I need to delete that.
Yep.
And that's also my reminder on the iPad of, let me go ahead and go delete that photo of somebody I never, ever want to see again in my life. Good. Thanks for the reminder.
There's plenty of video footage of me making really stupid faces out on the internet.
Speaking of reminders, Pokemon Cafe Mix is a thing.
Exciting holiday visitors are coming to the cafe.
That's right.
Yeah, horizontally.
Holiday Lucario and Eevee, and Shiny Celebi and Chansey and more in Cafe Mix from December 15th through the 29th. Holiday Lucario. Who cares about Shiny Celebi when you have Holiday Lucario? That's the ultimate rarest of Pokemon. Holiday Lucario will arrive a part of the team event. Work together with your teammates to serve a load of dishes to raise this festively dressed Lucario's satisfaction level. During this event, you will be able to purchase a Holiday Eevee pack from the game shop. This bundle includes Holiday Eevee, who wears an outfit that matches Lucario's holiday look, along with 13,400 golden acorns and a selection of items that will come very handy when completing puzzles. Log in between December 22nd to January 30th. A pink Shiny Celebi will join your staff. Likewise, by logging in any 5 or 10 days during this period, you will earn a tasty tart item. By logging in for 7 days, you will earn 7,000 golden acorns. It looks like Squirt Bunny will be returning on the 29th through January 3rd. Sabo will be joining January 3rd to the 8th, and Grookey the 8th through the 12th. If you missed them the first time.
Isn't it amazing how what a low effort holiday Christmas is like you slap a red and white hat on somebody and you're like, I've got their holiday costume.
I mean, Lucario's wearing a cape.
Bonus points.
I need to know, hold on, how much an acorn is in app purchases. Okay, here we go. Oh, interesting.
Did you actually turn your phone sideways to do research for this segment?
No, I just went to the app store and then I typed in Cafe Mix and then I went down to the button that says in app purchases. Okay, so what did it say? It said that you can purchase a holiday Eevee pack in the game shop and it will come with 13,000 acorns.
Yep, 13,400.
For what I'm looking at here in iTunes, or the App Store, I should say, Golden Acorn Pack 1200 is 99 cents, and Golden Acorn Pack 6100 is $4.99. Oh, I found the Eevee Pack. Eevee Pack is $10.99, so $11. Pokemon Go players don't know how good they have it. You could pay $12 for an Eevee in Cafe Mix, or you could pay $8 for a Mr. Mime in Pokemon Go. Comparing the two, that seems like a steal.
13,400 golden acorns.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Which makes sense because $10 would be two golden acorn packs of 6,100, which is 12,200. So you're just paying an extra dollar there for, you know, 1,000 more acorns plus the Eevee. I mean, are you really going to use the items?
The real difference is that Eevee in Cafe Mix is not Dex filler, wherein Mr. Mime is useless.
Hey, you don't know if Mr. Rhyme is good in, like, Ultra Cup or something?
I know nothing. The thing... let me know when it's time for Pokemon Go complaints. I just need to make this a statement.
Oh, I have a couple. I'm real mad right now.
I'm real mad
because I don't know what just happened and I don't have a way of confirming.
I can't stretch out Cafe Mix anymore. I do want to honor our people who play Cafe Mix. I'd be curious. The thing is, Pokemon Go is so big, you hear the complaints easier. Whereas, like, I feel like if I told somebody on paper you can pay $12 for an Eevee in Cafe Mix or you can pay $8 for a Mr. Mime in Pokemon Go, those people would either say one thing, I don't play Cafe Mix. Option two would be like, Cafe Mix sounds like more than a ripoff. Option three is maybe like somebody being like, no, it's totally worth it for Eevee in Cafe Mix. I don't know. I don't play Cafe Mix. It's probably one of the three. It's worth it. It's a ripoff. Something of the sort. But in Pokemon Go... What are we complaining about, Will? Do you want to talk about the Mr. Mime event? What's the issue?
Well, primarily the fact that I went to both of your polls to vote for, yes, I am going to pay for the Mr. Mime ticket. And I went and I got a blank page and I closed and force quit Pokemon Go and opened it up again. And I went and I got a blank page and it's like, I want to give you $8. Can you please allow me to give you $8 for some crummy Pokemon I don't really care about? And I'm only doing this to prove all the haters wrong. Still have
Guess
not had any
what?
Success. But wait. Number two complaint, because I'm sure we'll get back to Mr. Mime. I have several quests now, or whatever they're called in Pokemon Go, that say, battle 3 Team Rocket grunts.
It doesn't
and
work
I was
for,
like,
yeah, it doesn't work for Jesse and James.
Not even Jesse and James. When you click on a balloon and it's like Rocket Leader Lenora or whatever her name is, she's no grunt either. And it's like, can I get a grunt in a balloon, please? Because
you can, if you're getting boss leaders, you can disable your Rocket Radar.
We've now gone a step beyond how.
they don't make this clear. So the game auto. So when you have a Rocket Radar, the game will say like, do you want to equip it? Which by default, most people probably say yes. But if you go back into your item list where like your raid passes and your raspberries and your Pokeballs are, and you go back down to Rocket Radar and tap on it, it will say like, do you want to deactivate?
I'm doing this right now.
Which is not super clear. I think for the most part, like activating the Rocket Radar is probably like the smart thing to do. Otherwise, most people probably won't know to. It's probably smarter to force people to deactivate it than to activate it, because otherwise people probably wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's not super clear as an understatement, because also what I had understood was happening with the rocket radar was that when I encountered Lenora or whatever her name is, that if I didn't defeat her, the
Arlo
rocket radar
Sierra?
the lady with the with the drowsy. But that, like, if I didn't defeat her, that the next time I'd be able to get her again rather than some other rocket
person.
Well,
you probably have a surplus of rocket radars, would be my guess. So when you were defeating a rocket leader, your next rocket radar would auto-equip.
How rude.
Yeah.
Unequip. Done.
If you want to get to... So Niantic extended the Meowth balloons for the shiny Celebi event. It was only supposed to be like 3 or 4 days of Meowth balloons, and then there's the on Christmas there should be like all day Meowth balloons. And I don't have it in front of me of how long they extended it, but I'm curious because people complained that they weren't getting enough Meowth balloons after like 24 hours, and people wanted to just grind out and get their Celebi as quickly as possible. When you get to, I think it's like level 44 to 45, you have to like defeat, I think, 100 grunts or whatever. But Team Rocket doesn't count. So I'm like, that's probably a very small part of the Go audience.
Team Rocket only is grunts. Grunts are only Team Rocket.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Jesse and James, sorry. Jesse and James don't count.
Okay.
So I there's probably not that many people at level 44. We already know that there's not that many people at level 40. Besides,
this is where my complaint comes in right now.
But I can't wait for those people to start complaining that they can't find any grunts because they're getting nothing but Jesse and James, and Jesse and James don't count for grunts. Therefore, it makes it very hard to complete that part of the quest.
One final news update before Greg's complaint. I still cannot purchase a Mr. Mime ticket.
I mean, it ends in 6 hours, and I personally don't think it's worth it, but we can talk about the event.
Fine.
I mean, you could buy, if you could buy it, you could probably complete it pretty easily in like 2 hours.
But you don't have, you can buy it and not complete it right away.
Yeah.
It stays in your inventory.
It's really easy to complete. It's like catch 15 ice Pokemon, and then it's like spin a Pokestop, and then it's catch 15 psychic Pokemon, and then you're like done. Okay, well, hold on.
Either way, we'll
put it on hold.
I can't do any of it.
Well, as we're talking, my suggestion would be delete the app and then re-download the app.
That's not going to happen.
What? Your account information is stored to a server, not to the game.
Well, then
game
I've got
to
log back in again.
Yeah, what's the issue?
I don't remember my password.
Are you logged in? Well, okay, go into the settings, scroll down, and like
look. This is not
link
call
your
tech
account.
Support, Pikachu.
Link
Greg.
Your account to Apple, your Apple ID.
No, they're not stealing my information. Heck no.
You're
Greg, what you got?
Using an iPhone, they already have your information.
they don't.
No.
I have personal blockers on my phone. This is more of a I have no idea what actually happened complaint.
Okay.
Because we know that I'm pretending that I'm grinding to 40, a thing that I've already given up on.
What? You're like, oh my god, I gotta... This is like Pokemon Go therapy, one for Will to spend money, one for Greg to get to 40. I just checked your account.
I'm not getting to 40.
You're 60% the way there.
Yeah, I have 10
days left.
You have
10 days.
That's not gonna happen, and I'll tell you why. This is my potential complaint. So my pal Cody and I...
Sounds like an anime.
Are coordinating yesterday, 11 a.m., pop a lucky egg to open the gift to hit Ultra Friends to get the max.
Okay.
Open the gift, see the heart fill-in says friendship increased.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get a message, which is common because my messages are often delayed by quite some time. But the message finally comes in after my lucky egg is out, and it says to me, hey, your Ultra Friends, 50,000 XP. I don't know which I got, because it showed me the increase when the lucky egg was on, but gave me the message when it was off. So
yes.
Did I get 50, or did I get the 100?
Okay, so the game can only do one thing at a time. you can trick the game into doing things that you want in a certain order. So, for example, if you were to... This is really dumb of how the game works. If you were to, like, open up... Let's say you were to get to four-star friends with four people. You go down the list, you open four gifts, and you get four-star friends. But then as soon as you get four-star friends, before the messages pop up, you catch, like, a sentret. The game prioritizes catching and, like, your journal entry before it processes the, like, XP boost there. It always tallies the XP stuff at the end. That's why, like, if you go through and you open, like, five gifts in a row, you'll see, instead of it being, like, 100 Stardust, 100 Stardust, 100 Stardust, you'll see it in the bottom corner being, like, 100, now it's 200, now it's 300, because it's, like, adding it all together. But it's not going to give you any of that until it's done processing. It kind of does it like a calculator. Like, it doesn't give you the final equation until you're, like, done. It's done checking the entire list. If you have a lucky egg on with, like, 2 minutes left and you get to, like, four-star friends with two people, and then you catch, like, a Pokemon, and then the lucky egg is gone, it does the processing at the end, meaning that it's going to do the math, and then it realizes the lucky egg isn't there, so you're not going to get the bonus. Even though you match the friendship with the lucky egg, the processing part of it happened when the lucky egg was gone, therefore you don't get the bonus.
So the fact that I did nothing, because we did it, I did nothing for 30 minutes, and it delayed. Not only did I waste a lucky egg, but I did not get my XP boost.
Yeah, probably. You can
use this is why I'm done on this push to 40. This is my complaint, because this is garbage. Like, I mean, I can't help their server being laggy when it shows me the thing was filling in, and then 40 minutes later it sends me the message.
Yeah, you can use it to your advantage, though, because let's say one of your friends opens up four-star friends without you popping a lucky egg. If you knew that was going to happen and you open the app and you go in and you catch a Pokemon real quick, and then as soon as you catch the Pokemon, you go into your inventory and pop the lucky egg, you can use it to your advantage, because, again, this game still has to calculate all that. Like, catching a Pokemon and then going into your inventory, popping a lucky egg, then it realizes the lucky egg is on, and then it processes the catch of the Pokemon, then it processes your friendship, so you can take, like... So if somebody opened a gift without, like, and texted you, like, oh, hey, we're four-star friends, and you're like, oh, you didn't tell me I didn't pop a lucky egg, you can quickly, like, catch a Pokemon to, like, slightly delay it. But it's always been like that.
I am so mad right now. I cannot tell you how angry that makes me, because I literally didn't do anything. Like, I literally just sat there waiting for the message to come in, and they don't come in until after the egg runs out. I bought eggs.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's super
to,
like,
get to 40, and this is why I'm done with this garbage push. This is stupid.
So when I open gifts to get to, like, 3-star, 4-star friends, I make sure I do it at the start of the lucky egg, and then I make sure I see the messages.
Like,
the, like, oh, you're 3-star, you're 4-star. Then I start catching Pokemon.
That's what I did, and it still didn't work. I'm so mad right now. This game is garbage.
Well,
I want my, because I had two of them came in, 2 3-stars, one right after the other, both at 50.
Well, look, three stars are fine. The real money makers are the 4-stars.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, but
yes.
I have four people lined up who aren't opening the gifts I sent them and aren't sending me gifts. So already this is a whole garbage process. I had to bug Cole, and then he opened again without telling me and pushed me over, and I couldn't pop a lucky egg.
Okay,
sounds like Cole.
You are 2 million away. I see. You're at 3.
I am not getting 2 million
that's,
in 10
okay,
days
that's 1 million
when this
in 5
garbage
days.
App is denying me my rightful XP.
Well, maybe if you did the Mr. Mime event, Greg, you would have...
Mr. Mime would have made it worse. Because I opening up my app to buy a ticket would have gotten a blank, and then it would have said, like, guess what? We're wiping out all your XP because you got a blank. Look at poor Will standing over there wanting to take part in an event, and he is actively denied his right to some ugly, useless Mr. Mime for $8.
Hey, it's blue. Blue is my aesthetic.
True.
I thought it was black.
I mean, that too. And actually, it's red is my aesthetic, but whatever.
Okay.
This game is so dumb. I hate it. I hate it so much right now. Get 2 million in 10 days. You get 2 million in 10 days.
Greg, can you imagine back when we were kids, if there was a game and the game that we had and we were playing it and it stopped working?
Yeah.
And literally the solution was throw it away and just get another
just
one.
Just get another one.
This just the 70s, the 80s, we would have had riots.
Yep.
Do some Registeel raids. You could get a shiny. It gives good experience.
It does not give 2 million experience.
It doesn't. It gives 20,000, though. That's like, ooh. So, you know, you do 5, you're at 100,000.
So I would have to do 100 Regi raids at a cost of $60 to get, I have seen people's avatars with the ugliest Gyarados hat I have ever seen.
I'm waiting for the end of the story. I'm actually waiting for the New Year's resolution, the New Year's miracle of Greg being 40. It's going to feel very satisfying on this podcast, let me tell you.
Look, people need to get in line. People need to do the things that half the time, I don't even know your name in the app because I have no idea who. I have somebody who's like DJ Roop. No clue who that is. None. We're ultra friends. I don't know you. I don't remember who you are because it's not a name I recognize. I've looked through lists. People whose names I know, like my former boss, Steven, is like Wild Man 7. I'm like, how does that tell me who you are?
I love Wild Man 7.
I had a lot of people, like when I posted my friend code on Twitter, and I just got a bunch of randos.
I did too. And they don't send gifts either, nor do they open them.
All of my ones from Japan do. You must have done it at the wrong time.
Yeah, I did it at the wrong time.
So let's just talk about this. There's not much to talk about for the Glaring Mr. Mime event. Full disclosure here, Niantic did provide me with a free ticket. I did not spend the
$8. Oh, now we get to the truth. It was a good event. It's fine. The price is fine because I'm getting it for free.
I think the event is bad. Niantic, thank you for the ticket. What I talked about last week or maybe the week before, I don't remember specifically when we talked about Mr. Mime, but I have no problem paying for like an experience. And with this is the same price as the Regigigas event. It was the same price as the Genesect event. The Genesect event happened over a weekend where I was actually busy and preoccupied. So I did buy that ticket with my own money. I understood that I would be able to do maybe one part of the first quest and then I would finish it at a later date. So for me, it wasn't like, you know, I didn't spend whatever the Saturday or the Sunday grinding out to get a Genesect. It took me like 4 months to get the Genesect because I just missed it, right? The Regigigas event, on the other hand, I like traveled to like a Chicago area to where a place with a lot of gyms because during the Regigigas event, they promoted Registeel, Regirock, and Regice. And that was good. Like, I really enjoyed that event. This event is bad. The quest line is kind of dull. Like the first part of it was like catch 15 ice Pokemon. And the second part was like spin a Pokestop. And then the third part was, no, the first part was literally catch 15 ice Pokemon, get 3 curve throws and transfer 10 Pokemon. Not that these events have to be hard, but you're like, okay, well I did that. And the second one's like spin a stop, catch 10 of any Pokemon and then like get 3 curve throws in a row or something. And then the final quest is catch 15 psychic, and then like 2 other pretty mundane things, and then you're kind of done. And if you didn't read the ticket close enough, Mr. Mime does not spawn in the wild. You get 2 Mr. Mimes. You get Mr. Mime when you complete the quest, the third part of the quest, and then you get another Mr. Mime when you complete the fourth part, and then you get enough candy through rewards to evolve one of the 2. And if you're in like Europe, you probably could have. You don't even need the candy because obviously regular Mr. Mime candy works for Galarian Mr. Mime candy. The storyline is like you're ultimately you're paying like $8 for dad jokes because like the whole storyline is Professor Willow just being like there's tapping and there's music and there's ice and lo and behold Mr. Mime. So I mean like some people are into dad jokes I guess and so for $8 it might be worth it to them. But I said this again if you planned on using the items you're getting your value there. I mean, three super incubators is $6. Two lure modules is $4. That's $10 right there. If you really wanted the pose, that's, you know, poses are normally $5. So if you wanted all the items, that's fine. But I think overall, having a two-day event weekend, having your, so you not only do you, I think this is the problem. You not only do you have to pay the $7.99, you have to then use incense, which the event does technically give you. They give you three incense, I think, at the start of the quest line. I think that's the one you have to do. It's like transfer 10 Pokemon to get three incense. So you can get the three incense off the bat if you, for whatever reason, had $8 to spend but didn't have another $1.20 to spend for incense. You spend $8, and then you have to pop incense to, like, get the ice Pokemon to appear, and then that's kind of it. But you would be popping incense anyways because, like, Niantic said, hey, if you don't have a ticket, if you pop incense, you get the Cub Chews and the Jinxes and the whatever other Pokemon we're supposed to spawn. Spoinks.
Well, I just had a realization that I don't have Mr. Mime in my Kanto.
Well, this would count.
That's so now all of a sudden it's extra. I just deleted Pokemon Go because it's like I need to get a Mr. Mime. I'll pay $8 to get that in my Pokedex.
Yeah, this event was just very disappointing, and it was kind of disappointing. It was disappointing on paper, but it was even more disappointing in execution. I don't know. You should have been able to pay like the $8 and just have. I think the way they would have maybe been slightly able to fix it is you pay $8 and you have a permanent incense throughout the entire event. Like, you gave me three with the purchase of a ticket, but that only covers 9 hours, which some could argue is, like, more than enough time. I mean, you can complete the event in, like, you can complete the event in an hour. The only thing that might be stopping you is if you're on your couch. At some point, you have to, like, walk to a Pokestop, spin it, and then you can go back to your couch, assuming you don't reach a Pokestop from your couch. You're like, here's Mr. Mime. You only get two of them. Here's a two-day event, but the three incense we give you only cover 9 hours of it, and the spawns you're getting are the same spawns as the free event, and you get like maybe, like, 2 minutes of dad jokes. But all in all, that just doesn't feel like an experience. And cost aside, whether this was a $2, $10, $15, I want an experience. Like, if I'm going to go to a movie theater, I'm paying for, like, the nice seat, the good audio, the big screen, the smell of popcorn, and then I walk out and I'm like, man, that movie, like, I want to see that movie again in the theater because of that experience versus that movie doesn't seem good enough or the experience isn't good enough to convince me to go to the movie theater, so I'll wait for the Netflix version. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I heard a lot at you going to a movie theater, but I'm suspending my disbelief to go with your metaphor. Yeah.
Some movies are worth it in theater. Some movies are not.
A lot of movies are worth it in movie.
Yeah. Most Pokemon movies are not worth it in theater,
no.
But you know.
No, they are not. And yet I keep doing it. I keep trying. I keep having that little spark of hope. Maybe this one will capture.
Maybe the jungle one.
The secret is to go and see a Pokemon movie in Hawaii in the movie theater. Then it's worth it.
Okay. I mean, I would worth it to go trip to Hawaii.
Yeah. The Mr. Mime event just very lackluster. Did you buy the ticket?
Yes, and now since I had to reinstall Pokemon Go, I have to go through all of the introductory everything all over again.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we got some more Pokemon news.
We'll pay for the cow, just bring the cow out anyways. But that whole weekend, it's not bringing out a cow. Nah, we don't need to bring out a cow.
Don't have a cow, man. Don't have a cow, man.
Bringing out a cow. Nah, we don't need to bring out a cow.
are back from our break. Let's talk about Battle Styles. Did you guys see the trailer?
I saw the trailer. The trailer made me actually think about maybe playing the game when that cram got smacked like the garbage it is. I was like, this is the content I'm here for.
My problem is that trailer was very misleading because none of that actually happens in the trading card game. And if it were to happen, you would be disqualified.
It was a pretty hype trailer, though.
It was a good trailer. I briefly thought, oh, maybe this is when I get it. Nope. I'm not going to pay money for that.
Yeah, the trailer is really great. If you haven't seen it, it's on the Pokemon YouTube. It's just called Battle Styles. It's a trailer for the trading card game. It's pretty cool, though. They show a lot of animated Pokemon and a lot of... If you like Urshifu, you get your Urshifu fan service. The press release here says, do you feel like taking down your opponent with a single powerful punch or seizing victory with a clever technical tactics that keep your opponent guessing? You'll soon get the choice with the release of the Pokemon TCG Sword and Shield Battle Styles expansion coming on March 19th. The expansion will debut exciting new gameplay mechanics called Battle Styles, introduce two different forms of attack, Single Strike and Rapid Strike. The former is the Pokemon equivalent of throwing a knockout punch. The latter is like a chess game of using tactical attacks to build a steady victory. Single Strike cards are accented with red, while Rapid Strikes are adorned in blue. They're really stretching for their vocabulary here.
They got a thesaurus, and they're not afraid to use it.
Additionally, this is where we insert our Grammarly ad. Additionally, both trainers and cards are available in Single Strike and Rapid Strike to help trainers build decks around battle style of choice. And there are two Elite Trainer boxes coming out. Battle Styles expansion will also feature 60 Battle Style cards, 12 Pokemon Vs, 16 Full Art Vs, 6 Pokemon VMAX, 19 Trainer Cards, 6 Full Art Supporters, and 2 Special Energy.
All right, explain it all to me because I'm completely confused. I ain't got no idea. What's a Battle Style card? Is that not a Pokemon? Is it not a supporter? Is it not an item? All right, what's going on?
Sure, it's really, really easy to explain. They've done this mechanic before. So think of it kind of like EX and GX. Ultimately, they're the same, except that they can change the dialogue on the card to be like, search in your deck for any GX Pokemon, right? So then it slowly eliminates like the usefulness of EX, even though there's not a real big difference between the two. It's just another thing they can write on the card. So in this situation, I think this is more comparable to like when the gym leader stuff came out. A good example would be ability adds 20 plus damage to all of Brock's Pokemon. So if you had like Brock's Sandslash or Brock's Onix or Brock's Geodude, if they were in play and then you had a Pokemon that would add 20 damage to all Brock's Pokemon, that's ultimately what this is doing. So for example, you could run like Single Strike Urshifu VMAX, which has GMAX one blow for 3 fighting energies, 1 colorless energy for 270 damage. And if you had Emboar Single Strike on your bench, Emboar's ability, Fighting Fury Stance, your Single Strike Pokemon attacks do 20 more damage to your opponent. So just by having Emboar on the bench, GMAX one blow would do 290 instead of 270. Because no one's going to use that Emboar to attack. I can tell you that much. That Emboar card is real not great. That's pretty much the gist of it.
Is this a game changer? Is this going to get you both back into the game?
Oh, heck no. No.
The mechanics of the Pokemon trading card game consistently change, and I like that. Every 3 months, there's always new cards, and because of that, usually new decks or current decks get stronger or
yeah,
irrelevant.
Yeah, so you keep having to pay in money every 3 months, buy more singles and build a competitive meta deck. Okay, sure.
But there's two problems. One, I can't play in person, and two, my alternative, which is the Pokemon trading card game online, is very bad. So that's kind of the problem right now. I mean, like, the Pokemon trading card game is, like, fine.
For me, there's really only one thing that would ever get me back into playing Pokemon trading card game. Like, I mean, yeah, I'll buy, like, a starter deck for fun and sit down and play with somebody and throw away all the cards when I'm done. But I would need them, if I was going to play competitive again, I would need them to create, I would call it, and I know there's some issues with calling it this, but whatever, senior level. And that would be only people who are like 30 years old and older. Because the attitude that you get from people who are 16 to 29 playing Pokemon TCG is what drove me out of the game.
Are you? I'm like the opposite, Will. When I sat across from Pokedad, I wanted to lose my mind. Like, I would rather play against 16-year-old edgelord who doesn't want to, like, talk the entire match than very over-talkative, very positive Pokedad turns into very rude, sore loser Pokedad once you start beating them.
You're right. I'm not getting back into the game at all.
Because all Pokedads go through that emotional turmoil through the match. They always start off super friendly. They're really chatty. They gotta let you know that they're only here because of their kid. And then as soon as they realize they're in a losing position, they become extremely rude and they're the biggest sore loser ever.
Yeah, 100% of the time. Without fail. Every single one.
I don't know if this is the same in, like, Magic, but...
There are no Poke Dads in Magic.
Magic Dads.
I only play Commander. And I haven't even played that in a year.
No, it's different because of the whole concept, right? That, let's put it in words that we can all palate, or that are palatable for everyone, that the Pokemon TCG is an all-ages game, mm-hmm. where people do not look at Magic the Gathering as an all-ages game.
True.
So you don't have Magic Dads bringing... I mean, yes, there are people who have been playing Magic since inception or since for a very long part of their lives and like, I want to bring my kids into this. But the majority of Magic players don't get to become parents.
I mean, so far, judging by the group that I play in, we're a 0 for 0 for kids.
You got that right. So...
Also, some of those Magic cards are scary.
Yes.
They got people's... They're doing bad things to other people on those cards.
It is not family-friendly, some of the art on some of the cards there, yes.
It's sad. There are certain cards that I just won't play. I know they're good, but I'm like, no, I can't stand looking at this art. So it will never happen.
The Battle Styles expansion comes out in English in March, which is actually... They normally do a set every 3 months. But this is a 4-month gap. But I think they're only pushing it an extra month is because they're coming out with the Shining Fates. What are the, Hidden Fates, Shining Legends, Shining Fates, whatever it's called. That comes out in February because of the anniversary.
Professionals.
Moving on to some more competitive stuff. This was announced just a couple days ago. The Pokemon Players Cup 3, which is very exciting. Begins in January. It's going to include both the TCG, the VGC, and they're sneaking in Pokken Tournament DX. So those the 30 people out there that love Pokken Tournament, they can now rejoice. Pokemon Players Cup 3 online tournament is approaching. It will take place January through April. Best trainers around the world will square off with prize and glories. It's open to all Masters Division players. And the entire tournament is online. 3 separate competitions, one featuring the Pokemon trading card game, one featuring Pokemon Sword and Shield, one featuring Pokken Tournament DX. Eligible competitors can earn their region qualifiers and participate on January 18th at 10 a.m. The TCG players will also need to be logged in to TCG Online between October 18th through January 18th to participate. Sword and Shield players will have to lock in a spot for regionals. It explains how to link. And Pokken Tournament will compete within the region. All players must register online before qualifying. See details for that. This is all off Pokemon.com. So I'm sure we'll get more details after Christmas. But for the VGC part of it, I don't see why it wouldn't be Series 7, unless for some reason they mess this up again. But it's been Series 7 for the last, since November 1st. December is also Series 7. January is planned for Series 7. I don't think we're supposed to get Series 8 until February. But I don't know if that means, like, well, I guess, no, because you could qualify. Yeah, because for Players Cup 2, you qualified using Series 5, because that was the complaint, but then you played in the qualifier using Series 7, because Series 6 was 2 months long, but it took them that long to do all that stuff. Anyways, it's cool that they're doing another Players Cup. I think it's proven pretty well to host these tournaments online. Okay, final bit of news we have for the week is off mynintendonews.com. Tencent is looking for a Pokemon consultant.
Ooh.
Okay, so this was tweeted by ZHugeEX, which they just cover a lot of industry news. They're verified on Twitter. But they...
Come on.
What do you want from me? I'm just reading their Twitter names. Okay, so this is what the tweet says. Tencent is recruiting for 19 Pokemon-related jobs, one of them being called Pokemon Consultant. The requirement is clear all Pokemon games with 900-plus hours of playtime, which I would say a lot of people have probably done.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Check.
Known history of Pokemon.
Check.
If you did the first part, second part is done. Having master ranking in Pokemon.
What does that mean?
That's competitive.
I guess it's the battle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Master ball ranking. Watched 500 plus episodes of the anime.
Done.
I'm out.
Done. Except for the master ball. I can get that in a weekend. How much does it pay?
I don't think it says. Well, you know, it's 10 cents, so.
So 10 cents, 10 cents an hour.
I don't even know what like the average wage in China is. I don't know.
It depends on the job. Like in America,
well, the average household income in Wisconsin is 60,000, which is probably really low compared to the coast.
It depends on which part of the coast. The average household income in South Carolina is not that much.
Yeah, but also, like, Milwaukee's minimum wage is $7.50, where in some places, the minimum wage is $15.
Okay, so the average...
What are you getting?
I'm looking up a consultant in China. I'm assuming that's yen?
China?
Chinese yen?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yuan.
It's $1.31 an hour, so I don't know what that actually is in... dollars.
Annual per capita disposable income of urban households in China from blah blah 1990 to 2019. So we're looking in 2019, it is 42,359 yuan. And we'll say, Mr. Google, how much is that in US dollars, not Australian dollars? That is $51,783. Wait, that's euro. Oops.
According to consultant salary in China from Economic Research Institute, $131 an hour comes out to $20 an hour in the United States.
So the average per capita urban household income, blah, blah, qualifier, this, that, and the other, $6,479 per year.
I'm assuming the Master Ball ranking is they want somebody that understands competitive. So just because you've played 900 plus hours of Pokemon game, just because you've watched a lot of anime, that is important. But Pokemon Unite is a competitive game. It's a MOBA. So I can't imagine somebody like... There's probably some shiny hunter sitting out there being very excited that they have 900 plus hours and they love the anime, and then... they want to apply for this, maybe not realizing that Tencent is working on Pokemon Unite, and then sit there and go, well, I don't know, maybe they should attack you. Like, they clearly want somebody who who understands, like, competitive. Would be my
guess.
What
about all the hours that I've poured into playing League and Dota? Doesn't that count for anything?
I'm sure it would, nope. Yeah.
Not according to that list, no.
Well, I think the other probably thing that's not mentioned here is probably need to know what's China's spoken languages? Is it Mandarin and Cantonese is like written language? It's not spoken, right?
No, Mandarin and Cantonese are the spoken languages, and then they have different alphabets for writing.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So you probably have to know that.
Not languages, dialects. Mandarin and Cantonese are both Chinese. They're just different dialects.
Got it.
Yeah. You know, like the South is a different dialect than
Midwestern. Stop. That is not how it works.
I think it's cool that they're looking for, like, I think it's cool they're looking for a consultant. I suppose the comments could just be as such, why don't they talk to the Pokemon company about things, but I don't think people have had a 9-to-5 job, because having somebody on staff is pretty vital.
Yeah, like, you can't email everything. Having somebody on staff who knows what they're talking about is invaluable, so that when you send a big report to, you know, Papa Pokemon, they're like, okay, redo your entire report, because pages 10 through 20 are completely wrong, and then get back to us. Thanks.
Yeah, none of this is weird. It would be very similar to your company hiring its own accountant. You could make the argument, well, there's millions of accountants. We only need them for taxes. Why are we hiring them? Why don't we just hire one come March?
Wait, is that a statement you actually believe?
What? I think it's pretty vital for a company to have their own accountant on staff.
I meant, we only need them for taxes.
Look, I worked at a real bad startup there. There's a reason they went out of business.
Accountants do a heck of a lot more than just taxes, my friend.
Well, a Pokemon consultant would probably do a whole lot more than just answering questions.
True.
I mean, do you think it's just a person who sits in the office and then somebody runs in with, like, a picture and just says, who's this? How do you say it?
Quick.
Quick. Is this Lucario or Pikachu? We are lost.
What does Cascoon evolve into? We don't know.
Oh, no. How do you know? How do you know?
Wait, you're telling me not to put Gorbis into the game? Why? Why? Yeah, it's like the same thing for an accountant. You walk in and you're like, quick, what was my tip on today's lunch? I don't know.
I don't know. Quick, what are my taxes?
And why did this make news?
Because you made it news.
Why did I report
on
this?
You decided to make it news.
Well, I'm assuming we're getting Pokemon Unite in 2021.
Yeah, right after Pokemon Sleep. Yes. Yep.
Well, here's the difference. Tencent is hiring. I don't know what. Push Start. I can't remember that company's name. Push Start.
Yeah, they need a sleep consultant. Have you gotten 47 hours of sleep?
Have you gotten at least
know somebody who is such a sleep expert that they literally have a t-shirt, possibly they won it in a sleeping contest, that says, sleep, I'm a big fan.
Yes. Big fan. I am.
That person is not me, because I am really bad at sleeping. I pretty much fail at it every time.
Level sleep. I can sleep anywhere, anytime. You say, go to sleep, I'm out. I can do it. I've trained for this consulting my entire life.
You need to own at least 30 pillows. Okay, let's question of the week.
We're doing this now? What? It's so early.
I'm out of news.
Oh.
It's a holiday week. Only China's working right now.
We're using that news as that. Okay, ready? Meleklikimaka is the thing to say when you want the question of the week.
Technically, no, that is not the thing you say when you want the question of the week.
Yeah,
and
it is.
I wish you wouldn't confuse our poor keikis out there.
Look, nobody knows what that language is, and nobody cares.
Excuse? How rude!
All right, this week's question is from Mark. Which trainers / gym leaders Netflix documentary would you be most interested in watching?
Why does it have to be a Netflix documentary? Why can't it just be a documentary?
I mean, it's a documentary that they bought from somewhere else, and then they just put Netflix original in from it because they bought the rights, but they had nothing to do with producing it.
Oh, isn't that 2020 in a nutshell?
I think Tobias would be pretty interesting. I'd like to know
is
how
Tobias
he got his...
a real character?
Yeah. Yes, he's the one that beats Ash with the Darkrai and the Latios.
But he's not a gym leader.
Hey, it said gym leader / trainer.
Oh.
I would love to know how he won the Sinnoh Championship and how he caught his Darkrai and Latios. And where he got his, like, dark magician cape from.
The anime is not canon, thank you.
I feel like we already know the type of person that brings legendaries to a champion battle. Like, we already know who that person is. And we already know what a cosplayer is. I don't think there's a lot of room for an interesting documentary there. Who have we never seen a lot of? Oh, I know. I need the Bryson Man documentary. That dude's life, all the films, all the stages, why he keeps showing up when you don't want him. I'm all into that. Bryson Man documentary for me.
I wonder, because I will admit I'm terrible at, like, the two things in Pokemon that I'm terrible at that will keep me from getting that job at Tencent is... I can never remember the names of Pokemon places, like towns and anything. And I never remember the names of, like, the gym leaders or anything like that. What a tough one.
You know who I bet would actually have a very interesting life for a documentary? It's Opal.
Yeah, yeah.
Opal would Opal has a lot. I'm sure there's a whole lot you can cover with Opal. I think Opal's documentary would be amazing.
Who is... Oh. There you go. I was going to say, who is the psychic gym leader from Kalos? Olivia.
Yeah.
Olivia's got a lot going on.
Olympia.
Olympia.
Oh, Olympia. Okay. See, I told you. I can't.
You know whose documentaries I would not watch?
Ramos.
Cillian, Chili, and Cress.
Yeah, they're would pretty you? Bad.
Oh,
they're so bad.
They wouldn't, a documentary, see, wouldn't be right for them, but a reality TV show where they're running a restaurant, yes, I am in. Those three cuties, heck yeah.
I would watch MasterChef Unova, and those three would be the judges. I would be into that.
I know, I just want to see them running a restaurant with their monkeys and all the hijinks that ensue.
Elisa would have a good modeling one. Elisa and Nessa would have a good one. All the touring of the Pokemon fashion world. They could run Project Runway.
I feel like all modeling documentaries get real dark.
Yes. Yeah. Real quick.
Real dark, real quick.
From Hoenn, there were the two twins.
Tate and Eliza.
Right. Tate and Eliza.
I want to see a Where Are They Now?
Yo, yeah.
Where it's like they grew up and it's like, what happened to them?
Are they like the Olsen twins? Did they start an... Pokemon Fashion Empire?
Let's talk about getting dark.
I think Flannery's documentary would be very one note.
Yeah, she's very one note as a character. She's just Fire Whitney.
Whitney's would also be boring.
I did miss a very tiny bit of Pokemon news here.
Diantha documentary. There you go. Oh. That's what we all want.
Yeah, that's what I want.
All right, what was your boring news?
There is just a data mine that happened in Pokemon Go where there are new hats on Pikachu for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. There's just like little purple top hats. And then there's a holiday Pikachu, although I don't know. Keep in mind, when we first saw the data mine for the Stantler with the bells, it took a whole year for that Stantler to come forward. So, could be the case here. There's a Delibird and a Cubchoo with a bow. There is a Slowpoke and a Slowbro. Slowpoke has 2020 glasses on, and the Slowbro has 2021 glasses on. And then there's, like, the Greedent sweater is going to apparently be added to the store.
Oh.
Just a couple shirts and a couple hat Pokemon. No surprises there. they might all show up. Maybe only some of them will show up. Just because things are data mined doesn't mean they're guaranteed. So just a disclosure on that. Will, give us our Pokemon of the week.
Well, last week's Pokemon was really complicated and confusing, and that was on purpose. There's a Pokemon where it basically has three forms and it can evolve into two different Pokemon. One of those Pokemon it can evolve into has two forms. Yes. And then the third one is it's a different Pokemon, but it only has one form. And I had something to say about Korean beef in the middle of there.
Yeah.
So, who is that Pokemon?
It's
Delibird.
Delibird doesn't evolve from anything.
I mean, not yet.
Not with attitude.
It's Berserker.
Berserker. Yes.
There is no shuffle icon.
Now, that's unfortunate.
It is too new.
I'm sorry, but when did Meowth become so incredibly confusing?
What? Look, I've been saying for years that you guys, everyone's complaining about Charizard, but Meowth is the secret attention weapon.
That's what I said, right? There's only one Pikachu form. There are literally, there's Kanto Meowth, there's Alolan Meowth, now there's Galarian Meowth, and like the Persian can be regular Persian or it can be Alolan Persian with the big Garfield head, and but then the Galarian one can be a Berserker.
Meowth's in the most episode of the animes besides Pikachu. Meowth is everywhere. It's a Meowth.
There's a lot
economy
going on there. How's that shiny? Does it have a shiny? Is there a shiny Berserker?
It's gold.
I mean, there is.
Yeah.
It's a what good is shiny. The name based on?
Purring and being a Berserker.
Berserker.
No, it's Persian and Berserker. But also, it's based off of the stereotypical image of Vikings.
Yes.
I feel like...
I like Larry.
If we had a Pokemon League in Minnesota, Berserker would be the mascot.
I, now that we have that available, would agree. Because the football team is also the Vikings.
Yes.
All right. This week's Pokemon, and as I have said frequently, I will say again, if you listen carefully...
Oh man, I'm out.
This will not be as difficult as it seems. All right. I was in a Pokemon trivia contest this past Wednesday where there were people who were clearly cheating. The contest was held over Zoom. I did not have a Pokemon-themed costume or stuffed animal, and I forgot that a particular Pokemon existed. Even though this Pokemon has been around for almost 25 years, I almost always completely blank on its name. And I'm not talking about something like Gumshoes. Remember all those memes? This Pokemon is clearly a standard bearer for the Pokemon franchise in a number of media. I think my main problem is that its two prior evolutions kind of follow a naming convention similar to Gible and Gabite, but unlike Garchomp, this third Pokemon takes its name from something else entirely. It may be another case like Gyarados where it was supposed to evolve from a different Pokemon family. The other problem is that its name refers to a story that is actually reflected by two other Pokemon with which it shares a type, Golett and Golurk. In researching this week, I also find it funny that its shiny kind of looks like a nugget, but it is not related to Goldeen or Golduck. There you go. That's your clue for this week's Pokemon.
Will be out of town next week for the holidays.
True.
So it'll be Greg and I, and we'll sneak somebody else on for sure. So we'll, just because it's a holiday weekend doesn't mean there will not be an episode. We will definitely be recording. We will be doing Twitch stuff all week. So I like to stream on Twitch on holidays because being alone on the holiday really sucks, and not a lot of people might be able to travel to see their family or friends. So if you need something to do on Christmas Eve, we'll be doing a short day stream. And then we'll be doing a longer evening stream on Christmas Day, twitch.tv/pkmncast. So if you need something, we'll be streaming all week. My goal on Christmas is to get Magearna. I have all the Pokemon in place. I'm missing 7 Pokemon, and 5 of them are in Pokemon Bank getting ready to get moved up, and the other 2 are Kubfu and Regidrago, so I just got to catch those this week. But I wanted my original form Magearna to have the Christmas day. I don't know, it's a really dumb thing that I was like, ah, it'd be cool if I got it on Christmas. that'll happen. I will probably be doing some like battles this week. I built a brand new competitive team, which you can, if you're looking, I always put my competitive teams to rent on the subreddit, r/supereffective. So if you're looking to get into competitive, you want to rent some of the teams I built by hand, you can go over there. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, all the same. PKMNcast. Will is at Wash in the Sink. Greg is at White Wing. And yeah, have a safe holiday if you're celebrating. But this has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are
super effective.
Super season's greetings to you all.
This podcast is supported by our Patreon supporters, people that give us money. Our producers of the show are Kevin, Casey, Patrick, Jetsy, Matthew, Kay, Catherine, Steph, Brian, and Courtney. And our executive producers are Spencer and Anthony. Thank you everyone who listens to the podcast, and thank you everyone who takes the extra mile to support us over on Patreon. We did, as of this month, update our Patreon address, so it is now patreon.com/PKMNCAST. Same as the Twitter, the Twitch, the YouTube, the Instagram, everything is all universal now. It is the same. So if you're listening to an older episode where we say that, it's wrong now. And of course, the ISC.cash up and working, redirecting to that new domain. Thank you again. If you want to support the show, you can head over to ise.cash or patreon.com/PKMNCAST, PKMNcast. And I appreciate you guys listening, appreciate the support, and we will see you next week.